All right, today we're going to talk about motivation control. Now, this is one of my favorite things because so often motivation is synonymous with excitement, right? You got to get excited, you're motivated, pumped up to do something. And as long as that emotion's there, as long as that energy's there, you're motivated and you're fine. But that's not what creates absolute permanent change, okay? What creates real change is when you tap into a motivation that exists even when you feel horrible. Right? Even when you're depressed, sad, angry, upset. Okay? That's when you get real changes. And the way to tap into that, one way anyways to tap into that, is to ask yourself this question. If I ate well and exercised for the next year, right, the majority of the time I ate well, exercised well, what would be the difference in 1 year? Would I do it, this is the question, would I do that if I wasn't going to lose any weight at all? Right, so I want you to think, if you ate well and you exercised for a year, what would be the cumulative effect of that, other than the weight loss? So imagine you wouldn't lose any weight at all, but what would the other benefits be? Think about this. Physically, right, you'd be healthier probably, and maybe you'd have more stamina, more flexibility if you worked out and ate better. Emotionally, think about that. If you begin eating better, when you eat and exercise, how does it influence your emotions? Do you feel better about yourself? Do you start to support yourself more, feel more positive about yourself? Right? What do you feel? And you answer this, figure it out for yourself. And then if you say no, is it because the exercise you're doing are too strenuous maybe, or the foods that you use when you're eating well aren't really enjoyable? And maybe they have to be. Maybe you need to re-question that. But if you ate in a healthy way and exercise regularly and the weight didn't come off for whatever crazy reason, just imagine this, but all the other effects were there, all the other results of eating well and exercising well were there, what would they be? And would they be worth the changes that you had made? The emotional part of it. Right? Now I want you to think about when you're on track, when you get the momentum, you're eating well, you're feeling well, you know that you're living up to your potential, you're eating the way that you know you should and that you want to, how does that change? How does that change you? Think about that. And I want you to notice the answers, because this is the test. If you come up with no answers, you say, no, I wouldn't do it, there's no reason, then you need to find some. There needs to be more than just the weight. Okay? There needs to be more than just the weight. Once you do that, once you realize, When you eat well at night, the next morning when you wake up, do you have more energy? Do you feel better? Do you start your day off feeling better? If you start 5 mornings a week off that way, how does your life change? So you need to expand this out from just the weight. It needs to become a bigger part of your life. And when you do that, you start tapping into a deeper motivation that allows you to do the things you want to do, even when you feel bad. So all of a sudden, you know, it's a crappy day, depressed day, whatever comes, and you say, who cares, I'm just going to eat whatever. And then this other voice comes in, but that's not going to make us feel better. It's just going to make us feel worse, so it's just one more thing to beat ourselves up about. We don't want to do that. You know, if we eat well tonight, you know, this mood will pass, right? So you need to, but that comes from realizing that eating well and exercising well have much bigger effects than just the weight. Much more important things. So go through that list. Ask yourself, would I do it if I wasn't going to lose weight? What would be the other influence? What would be the other effects of this? And again, if you don't have any, make some. What other changes will happen if you change your life this way? And if you do have them, if you have the answer, I'd feel better, I'd be happier, I'd do better at work, my relationships would improve, my moods would improve, I'd be more productive. If those are the answers, begin to focus on those. Make those as important as the weight, because the weight is a means to an end. Right? You're doing it because you want to feel better about yourself. So realize it's more than just the weight. When you realize it's those other things, you're going to find that the motivation begins to change a bit, and it becomes much deeper and much more powerful. Have a great day, and remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels.